I watch as the cars start up, their different lights aimed in all directions, like searchlights going crazy. Across the way, the Garcia house is dark. If only someone were next door to help us now. For the first time since my family and then the Washburns left, I feel angry at all of them for deserting us. Mommy suddenly turns, looking around frantically. "Where's Mundin?" she asks me, as if I'm keeping tabs on my older brother. "Mundin!" she calls. Her desperate voice rings out in the empty house. "Mundin!" Chucha is locking up the garage and hosing down the driveway, which seems a strange thing to be doing in the middle of the night. When she hears Mommy calling, she turns off the hose and comes back in. "Where's Mundin?" Mommy asks her. "I saw him get into the first car," Chucha replies. "I know," Mommy wails. She races to the phone, but in her desperation she dials several wrong numbers before she gets the one she wants. "Doña Margot," she cries out, "is Mundin there?" She must hear what she wants to hear because her face relaxes. "Under no circumstances let him out of your sight." When she hangs up, Mommy wears a cross look on her face. "When this is all over, I'm going to give that boy the punishment of his life." Chucha shakes her head slowly. "No, Doña Carmen, it's too late for that. Why, Mundin is already a man. He has flown the nest." I look out the door and down the dark driveway. The whole flock of our family has fled. Only Mommy and Chucha and I are left.
Okay, what's going on here? Poppy came home all happy and excited. He told Mommy that the Dominicans were free for the first time in 31 years. That can mean only one thing. The plot to kill El Jefe has succeeded and General Trujillo is now dead. But Poppy's happiness didn't last long. Some guy named Pupo is missing and apparently it's a huge problem.
I don't know who Pupo is or what he's supposed to do, but it sounds like Poppy and his friends are in deep trouble if someone doesn't find him soon.
Then there's Mundin. He's missing too, and Mommy is very worried. If you think about it, Trujillo's death doesn't mean that everyone is safe now. In fact, it could mean the opposite. The SIM are still around, and so is the Dominican Army, and some of those people may be loyal to the dictator. They may want to capture the people who killed him. Let's go on to Chapter 9 on page 101.